Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, there's a lot going on this week as the end of the year approaches in Albany. One of them, Governor Kathy Hochul, just has hours now to decide whether or not she'll repeal the law that forces utility companies to provide natural gas hookups to new homes. It's known as the 100-foot rule, and here to talk with us about it, Dominic Cortese. You hear him here every week on WBEN. Dominic, this is something that you've been talking about for a long time, and now, well, it's here, whether or not it'll be repealed. We'll start off with, what does this rule mean for home builders?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. Yeah, we've been bantering this topic quite a bit along with the whole movement towards electrification. And to answer the question first, the intent is to encourage gas utility expansion and ensure access by having the utility bear the initial cost of the connections. And then that cost is divided over all customers. So it's a dilution of thousands and thousands of dollars of tap-in costs that are diluted presently over a wider network.
Okay, if she decides to repeal this, what will this mean for a homeowner or a home builder?
Another step towards unaffordability, and it's ironic because the governor has been advocating that we need 10,000 more homes in New York State, but everything that we hear about electrification and now about the 100-foot rule moves us away from affordability. Not to mention that the new code takes effect December 31st, a new building code that's also going to add costs to a new construction. This particular component, the gas line tap-in, could range upwards of $2,500 per home and could exceed $10,000, depending on the distance that the gas line is from the street.
That price is just, I mean, kind of incredible to hear for so many people. It would add a huge amount to the cost of building a home. So we're talking so much about this electrification and it being delayed. And that, well, for a lot of people, that might have been a sigh of relief if you had plans to build a home or a developer had plans for a new housing project. But it sounds like this would be just as similar of a roadblock.
Absolutely. I am seeing, though, signs, Brian, that we're moving towards the middle on this whole discussion. Yesterday, the Energy Planning Board affirmed a commitment to renewables, but they also said that they're now going to take, as they call it, a an all-in approach where everything is going to be considered, and all of the above, I should say, is what they're calling it, an all of the above approach, which means that not only are renewables on the table, but natural gas is not being eliminated from consideration as far as a energy source. So I think if I'm reading the tea leaves here, that I'm seeing more of a moderation on this whole policy. And I think the governor has been very quiet. And if you saw it just dropped into the media a week or so ago, extremists, the left-leaning extremists on environmentalism were denied access to a public hearing, which sends up, I think, a flare as to this movement away from extremism.
We're reporting this morning, as you just mentioned, that the State Energy Planning Board has made recommendations through 2040, acknowledging that fossil fuels must be part of the picture through at least then. I mean, that has to be a relief in a big part, right?
Yes, because the reality of, as you've heard me say probably far too much, the reality is that the dependency solely on the grid is a formula for failure. And the whole idea of where this was drafted in someone's obscure office somewhere didn't have any substance to be able to be sustainable. And I think, the whole idea here of this all-in approach is going to give us time to play with the idea of expanding renewables. I mean, no one that I know of is against green energy. I mean, it's great to be able to say that we can be less fossil fuel dependent and therefore have a more neutralized carbon footprint. But we have to keep ourselves safe in our homes. And that electrification movement, as you've heard me say, would certainly not promote safety.
There's a lot to go through. You mentioned this energy plan that was approved yesterday by the State Energy Board. They went through at least 2040 that fossil fuels will have to be part of the picture. What exactly was this 15-year energy plan? I know it's supposed to guide the state in creating a lot of their rules when it comes to energy, but just how much teeth does this have?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say it that way, because that's exactly what we were fearing, is that it was going to have, you know, more teeth than really substance. And the theory as it was written was that by 2030, we needed to be less dependent on fossil fuel and more dependent, to the tune of 70-30. And that's only, you know, now almost 4 years away. We're nowhere near any of that. So the idea of going to 2040 was that by then they wanted us to be 100% renewable. You know, again, the reality of renewables is really at the core of this whole discussion. The reality of the reliability of renewables is still in question. And why we continue to have dialogue that renewables are the answer, solely the answer, is really ludicrous.
Dominic, what is your gut feeling on the 100-foot rule? What do you think she is going to do?
I think she's going to continue to allow it, only because I'm seeing, again, as I said, this moderation towards not affirming solely renewables as our path. So I think because the reality that gas lines exist down streets, and to not be able to allow prospective home builders to tap into them is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just going to add cost and not provide any solution. So I think she's going to allow it to continue.
Interesting. Well, Dominic, thanks so much. Dominic Cortez joining us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.